for the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team lost on Thursday night. We'll go for a series split with Minnesota State tonight, joined by Alex Iarullo. Scored the game-tying goal with about 22 and a half seconds left. To say that that game was an uphill battle would be an understatement. But you guys kill off the penalty. Question whether or not it should be a penalty, doesn't matter. It got called, you killed it off. And you had a very limited time there with the extra attacker. Do you like how you guys persevered and forced that thing into overtime?
Yeah, of course. Against a really good team like that, when you're down one at any point in the game, it's obviously hard to come back. So we were shorthanded there with 3 minutes left or whatever it was, and we killed it. You know, you don't have that much time with a pulled goalie to get one. So obviously I like the way the boys battled back, and we were lucky enough to get one at the end. And it sucks that we couldn't pull through. We had some good chances in overtime. We could have won that game as well, but I'm proud of the boys of how they battled back.
In real time, I couldn't tell if that was an end wall play on that shot where you got the rebound there on the back door. But either way, you know you've got to go to that back door post. That play has become so popular now because defenses are so darn good. How much do you guys work on that end wall play, if it's intentional or not?
Yeah, I wouldn't say we work on it very much. It's more of, if you don't have, if you can't get the puck to the net, that's not a bad play to put it just wide of the net, because it'll just come out the other side exactly how it happened. So, yeah.
3-on-3, the first time I ever saw it when the NHL started it, I'm like, why in the world are they leaving the zone and regrouping it in the neutral zone? And that, too, the more I've seen 3-on-3 over the years, has become a smart play. When you guys do it, there are a lot of different reasons, aren't there?
Yeah. Mostly it's just a puck possession game. Obviously in 3-on-3, if you turn it over, they're gone. Whether it's a 2-on-1, whether it's a breakaway, whether it's a 3-on-1, you know, once you turn it over, it can turn bad quick. So it's mostly just puck possession. If you don't have a play, if you don't see anything you like, just take it back and just start it over again.
What happened at the start of the first period Thursday night? The start of the second period Thursday? Where they scored two quick ones?
Yeah, I don't know really. I didn't think we were playing really bad or anything. I think they just scored two quick goals, and you know sometimes that happens. But I think we answered very well. We didn't get away from our game plan. We played well in the first period, so it kind of sucks that start to the second, you know, they come down and score two goals. But we stayed with it. We stuck with it throughout the game. We didn't change our game plan, and I thought we played pretty well.
We've all seen it over the years with them, where they can turn two quick ones into five in a hurry. Defensively, what did you like about how you responded there?
Yeah, I don't think we gave them too many grade A chances. I think we kept them to the outside for the most part. Our defense played extremely well. Drizzy obviously plays well every game. He kept us in there. Our forwards did a good job of getting in the shot lane. We kept them to the outside, like I said. And you know, like you said, they can score in bunches. They're a really good team. So for them to just to hold them to three, it was pretty good.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks.